You may know Elaine Crombie from many of her roles in popular Aussie TV shows, including Red Fern Now, Black Comedy, Get Kraken, Rosehaven, and Top of the Lake. Well, this year, she's once again traded screen for stage, returning to the role of Renee in The Belvoir's Barbara and the Camp Dogs, for which she was awarded a Sydney Theatre Award for Best Supporting Actress, as well as a raft of incredible reviews back in 2017. And she joins me on the line right now. Elaine, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So for those who don't know, can you tell us a bit about Barbara and the Camp Dogs?
So Barbara and the Camp Dogs is a story about two sisters and their journey in trying to make it in the music industry in Sydney, and it talks about their family obligation to go back home to see mum, and Barbara doesn't want to, and Renee makes her, and... Yeah, it's filled with a lot of music, really deadly.
Right. And so, yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun. And I understand it has a lot of original songs. How many songs are there?
Oh, I've never been asked that question.
Well, there are quite a few original songs as opposed to previously written ones.
Yeah. I think there's 10, maybe more.
Wow, cool. And do you have a favourite at all?
No. No, I can't do that because they'll all get jealous of one another.
Of course, yes. and you have done Barbara and the Camp Dogs before, back in 2017. Has it been easier the second time, not having to learn everything from scratch?
It's been nice to revisit the piece. When we did it back in 2017, it was full of such magic. It really was. It was unreal. It was. I can't even. There's not enough words. It's probably not a great English explanation to how brilliant it was.
Right.
Back then, and so to come back this time, it's nice. It's like revisiting an old friend. And you know, the cast and the band, we all love each other, and yeah, it's special.
Right, and a lot of people know you for mostly, you know, acting roles, screen roles, but do you prefer, you know, acting in theatre where you get to sing as well? Is that part of the fun for you?
I don't really have a... I mean, I maybe do have... a preference more to theatre, but I like stand-up. I'm also a stand-up comedian. Well, I was in the Deadly Funny Grand Final last year.
Oh wow!
But
yeah.
I really liked that challenge of doing stand-up, and I'd really dig comedy as well. So
that's a whole nother ballpark.
Kind of, pardon?
That's a whole nother ballpark, that is.
Oh,
comedy.
Yeah. It's so, like, stand-up comedy is like singing, and I love singing too, like, in a more vulnerable sense, you know, like getting up and singing my own songs. So I kind of put those two together, and they're, you know, it's just, I totally dig that as well, yeah.
Right, and how do you find inspiration for all your content? Is it mostly just, do you explore topical issues or your own experiences?
Yeah, it's pretty much my own experience. I'm a single mother of two boys, so that's been interesting. There's a lot of fodder in there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Daily occurrences, yeah. And just lastly, to wrap up, at the end of last year, you were appointed First Nations Organiser for the Media Entertainment Arts Alliance. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
How's that been going?
It's a process. I think I'm just finding more out about it, but more about my role, because it's kind of, it's a new role, and I didn't realise when I was negotiating the role that I was negotiating for myself. It just kind of happened. It turned out that way, and I just went, oh well, I'll have a I'll have a crack at it. I was at the federal council and I noticed a gap. And I was like, there's no First Nations. Where's all the black people at?
Yeah. Here,
you know, we need to, because our stories are important, and you know, they're money makers in this industry, and so we need to have a, you know, I just want to be darkening all pathways. You know, I want to contribute to that as well. Like, we've got some great leaders in this industry we've got great leaders now and leaders that have passed, and so I want to be a part of that.
Sure.
You know, it was a no-brainer once I'd kind of come back to Paul Murphy and Kareem Walton and said, well, this is what they want. They want me to be employed, and so it just happened. You know, it was not that it just happened, like there was a lot of stuff.
It was all official.
I had to travel around the country and talk to all of my, you know, my counterparts and just get a feel for everyone and what they want, you know. And I love it. I really do.
Well, considering your previous work, I'm sure you'd be great for the role, and congratulations again. And it's great to get that representation out there. We definitely need some more, always, constantly. So thank you. Thank you, Elaine, for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
No worries.
Have a good one.
I'd love to see the show.
Yeah, good luck. Break a leg.
No worries. Thanks.
See ya. That was the very talented actor, comedian, director and singer, Elaine Crombie, talking there about her new play, Barbara and the Camp Dogs, which will be playing at Belvoir Theatre until April the 28th. And we'll have all the info you need up on the podcast. If you did miss that interview, head on over to 2SER.com for the full podcast there.